Are you sure we can tell this?
Massive fan of Off the Ball.
Ireland is in dreamland.
The All Ireland finals are almost upon us.
There's always good guests on.
Fastest ever seen you run in your life, though.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Highly recommend it.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Armagh are crowned All-Ireland champions, Kieran McGeaney on his Armagh players and Pádraig Joyce on Galway's performance. But first, Armagh are the All-Ireland champions for 2024. The Orchard County defeated Galway in yesterday's final in Croke Park. 111-13 points is how it finished. Fullback Aaron McKay with the crucial goal for Armagh. It ends a 22-year wait to lift Sam Maguire for the Ulster side. It's just the second time in their history that they've been crowned All-Ireland champions. That means Kieran McGeaney has now won the All-Ireland as a manager and a captain. He's been paying tribute to his Armagh players following yesterday's win.
To be honest, I'm just delighted for these boys. Back when we were playing, we got a couple of carrots to keep us going. What's the championship? And we had a couple of knockbacks, but these fellas got knockback after knockback, and they just keep coming. Penalty shootouts, every time they can't win tight games, can't beat teams above them. Let's give them the perfect answer. All-Ireland Champions 2024. Delighted for them, absolutely over the moon. I couldn't be any happier for them. They're a great bunch of fellas, but to do what they've done over the last 4 or 5 years has been outstanding, you know, to come back and win that one today.
How does it compare to these persons when you play?
Listen, when you play, like, you know, you actually have an influence on it. Like you don't when you don't cross the white line, like, you know, all this stuff's done before, but probably wasn't such a happy fella back then, so I'm probably feel happier now. I'm going to enjoy this one. I'm going to enjoy this week. I really am. Like, I'm over the moon for these fellas. I hope to have a ball this week because the county's gone mad and I've been trying to keep them away from it. So I'll let them loose on it this week.
Kieran, what was the thoughts of six all half game?
Just felt like that, you know, it's a nip and tuck game. It always has been. Like, you know, with Galway ourselves, that's our sixth game. Like we said, three draws, another three has been decided by a point. So there's not much in it. We knew we're not playing, but like they probably have the best defensive structure in the country. They're able to stop teams.
Except theirs,
yeah. Right. They're able just to stop, like they've great depth to their defence and they're able to stop running in and stuff like that. Like, but we knew it was going to be tight, but we prepared the fellas knowing that. And, like the third quarter, they're usually very strong. And, like, you know, we hit our goal in that quarter to keep ourselves well in the game. And then the last quarter, like, you know, we had great legs coming off the bench and give a couple of balls away, like, which will happen, like, when you haven't won it before. And, you know, like, just that sort of belief, you know, rather than sort of self-sabotage. But, you know, brilliant tackle, I think, was by Ben on the far side with us. They turned it over, like, they changed the game. But they're the thin margins. In other days, we've been on the wrong side of it. Today, we've been on the right side of it.
Kieran Mackin didn't feature for Armagh yesterday. A cruciate ligament injury picked up in training before the win over Derry ended his season early. However, he's been telling Off the Ball Breakfast that he certainly stayed involved with the Armagh camp.
How involved are you still with the panel after the injury? How much does it kill your own personal summer? Or does the fact that the team is doing so well, does that make up for everything else?
It's funny because, like, just before the Derry game, I did my cruciate and, like, I was down to play against Derry and, you know, like, when it happens, you hear the crunch and, like, I never forget the moment that it happened and, Geezer rung me the next day, I got a scan straight away and then that night I got the phone call just to tell me that I did my cruciate and I never forget it. I told Geezer, I goes, Geezer, this is it. Like, I goes, I just want to win the All-Ireland. And he goes, Kieran, he goes, we'll do everything in our power to do that. And, like, it's probably just because I know Amy did it as well. I just got on there straight away and asked her, like, you know, what happens? Like, you know, how do I just change the mindset straight away? I goes, no point feeling sorry for yourself. So she really helped me in that. And I got back on the saddle and I just... Grugan's probably the best man. Like, I always look up to Rory Grugan in terms of, like, how he holds himself accountable and stuff. And I remember he laughs because he says, like, you know, Megan, you know, he always wanted to be there. And, like, that's what I said to Giza the next night of training. Like, I just wanted to be there. And you're away for the weekend, and that's where I wanted to be. And it's like, I don't want to be anywhere else. Like, I want to come back. I want to be straight there. I want to still be in the environment. And, you know, I just, obviously, that's the only place I want to be, is involved with that team. And yeah, I'm just delighted that I just kept coming back and, you know, trying to help the team as best as possible. Like, it was sort of a different role, like, in terms of, like, you know, just helping boys out. Like, I know Connor coming into my position in the Derry game, the likes of Niall Grimley, that's been through a tough year. And, you know, maybe everything happens for a reason. Like, the likes of them boys deserve every bit of credit that they have done for Armagh in the last few games. And, you know, it's been unbelievable. So I'm just delighted for the boys that they've crossed the line and they've won an All-Ireland medal. And as I say, it's just a different role that I had to have.
For Galway boss Padraig Joyce, meanwhile, he says his side just didn't perform to the best of their ability yesterday.
I should look, Tommy, we're absolutely devastated. Dressed room was in an office, Tate and the other lads, you know. But again, firstly, congratulations to Armagh, congratulations to Kieran McGeaney and the job he's done there with them. Can't take that away from them. They won the game. But we have to be realistic here. Like, you know, we didn't play anywhere near in the second half to our potential that we could play to. And we probably made more mistakes in that second half there than we've made in all the games all year. So look at this, it's going to be hard to take. We've had 25 shots at goal, we scored 13. You know, that's after ourselves, but again, it's not, I'm not going to sit here and criticise lads and players, because they're great lads in Galway. The effort they've put in for me all year, the last 5 years, this year has just been fantastic. And it's just hard to put your finger on as to how we didn't perform the way we should perform there.
What was it? But did the injuries catch up on you after the year?
Injuries didn't kick the ball away or take the shot. It wasn't injuries caught up on us. Like, you know, the lads, no one goes out to not play bad, and we didn't, enough of our players didn't hit enough form today. And again, with the loss of Rob early on as well, it was a big loss to us, you know, and that probably impacted most decisions we made then as regards substitutions all day. So look, it's very, very hard to stomach it.
They seemed able to keep you to long range shots for quite a bit of it. Like, Rob going off, like, I guess, feeds into that. The absence of a sort of an inside shooter.
Yeah, but look, you have no choice when you have long range shots when you're playing against 15 behind the ball all day, so not much we can do there.
You touched on the wides there, Padraig. Does it feel like one that's slipped away?
It's going to haunt us for a while. Probably as long as we can be in it. It's, you know, it's a great chance. We had a great chance after a super year. You know, both teams knew come in that someone was going to be disappointed, someone was going to be elated, and yeah, we're going to regret it for a long time. Yeah.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.